Welcome to The Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and you're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. As we are celebrating, today being April 15th, 2024, the three-month anniversary of The Peak. And what we're doing over the course of the show today, and I have in the studio, well, the people who've helped me really put this on the air day after day, for the past 3 months, we have Jim Miller. Thank you, Jim. Jim's handing me my drink here. Jim Miller, just a guy. Jim, say hi to the people.
Hello, hello.
Just a guy who you've learned to love on The Peak Rants, as well as James Fiddler. Say hey, James.
Hey, hey.
Hey, James Fiddler, who is our faithful intern and has been running the booth since he started with us 3 months ago. Matt West, who works here at Salem, he's not here today. He had to go out of town or he'd be on the show too, because really the four of us are the ones who've been putting on the show day after day here, and we hope you've been enjoying it. What is The Peak? Well, we are hyper-local news talk. That's the best way that I can say it. What does that mean? Well, we're here on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, which is all-day news talk here on the Salem Network, but there was no local news talk going on. And so we looked around the landscape, said, we really need to do this, but how can we do a program that is focused just on our region? So whenever you hear us talk about, and I'm even going to be talking about national things. I mean, what happened in Israel over the weekend was a major thing that comes back and impacts us here, especially since we're so integrated with the military here in the Pikes Peak region. We always bring it back local, because if it doesn't mean something to you, if it's not going to impact your life, I think that's what we get caught up with so often. And the news likes to do that to us, that we get to a point where we're hopeless. We hear about all the stuff going on in the world, but we don't think we can make an impact. And generally, you can't. But you know where you really can? Right here at home. And so if you're informed about what's going on here, if you're given a voice, if you're activated, well, then we got something going. And then it's not just me, and it's not just Jim, and it's not just James, and the other good people that you've heard here on the program, because we celebrated our 50th episode last week. When you're doing four shows a week, Monday through Thursday, you get to a lot of people and a lot of subjects, a lot of topics, a lot of ground to cover, and we're just getting started. But all of those people are doing something here in the region, but that's, you know, a handful of the 850,000 in the Pikes, in El Paso County. A couple of million can hear this signal. If we were all doing something positive for our region, what a place it would be. And then it would spill over into other regions and on and on and on. And so what really brings us together, because we're a ragtag group here, what brings us together is that we want our region to be better. Now, sometimes that means that you got to call out the bad stuff. You got to hold people accountable. But most of the time what it means, and the news doesn't do this enough, is to highlight what's really going on that's good. So what are we going to be doing over the course of this program? Well, we're going to be talking about what we think we've accomplished during this period of time here on The Peak, during the past 3 months. Also talking about how you can get involved, and always go to thepeak.news and you can be involved in what we're doing here. We're actually going to have a citizen journalist class coming up this week, a Zoom call orientation for those who want to be citizen journalists. And we're going to be getting to know James and Jim better, and what it's been like to work here on The Peak. So in the little time that I have left, I understand that what's going on in Israel is really controversial. I'm Jewish by birth. I'm a Messianic Jew. I'm an American and an Israeli citizen. So I'm very tied into this. I understand that this is something that I major on. But I don't bring it to you, believe me. I would talk about it a lot more, but I don't think that's appropriate. But what happened over the weekend with Iran attacking Israel, and then America seemingly knowing about it ahead of time and not, quote-unquote, putting a stop to it, but then telling Israel how they should or shouldn't respond, is really getting into the area where, you know, as a Jewish person, we've seen this before, and not just in the modern era. We've seen it throughout history for thousands and thousands of years. People like weak Jews. as long as we are weak, as long as we're stuck in another country or we don't have the power to defend ourselves, people are somewhat cool with us. Not always, because even when we're doing that, we've been kicked out all over the world. But now that we're seeking to be strong and to respond, people are telling us not to. And where we end up on this as a country and who we choose to support, what type of countries we choose to support, and how we stand by our allies is really a measure of who we are. Wish I had more time to talk about this, but stay on top of the news. Be involved. You're listening to The Peak. We'll be right back. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton-Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomforthha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and onto the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
When I set out to do this, and of course people want to know, what is it you want to accomplish? I said, well, we want to be journalists. We want to bring real news out to the people. We want to engage the people. We want to bring them good guests. But more than anything else, I don't want passive listeners. I want people to get activated who feel that they have their voice back, that if you hear us talking here about real stuff and taking on real issues and giving our opinions at times when appropriate, that you'll also do the same and that you'll go out into this world we have here in Pikes Peak and you'll make a difference and beyond. And all of us here, even though we have our different topics that we're passionate about, that's the goal. And so while we're here, during this segment, which we normally do headlines, we're going to do our own headlines, and we're each going to talk about how that has manifested over the past 3 months with each one of us. So again, want to welcome back to the program Jim Miller, Just a Guy. Jim?
How you doing, Haim?
Hey, come closer to the mic, I'm Jim. Good. You know that. You know that.
There
come
you
on close. There you go.
Much
and,
better.
And James Fidler, our faithful intern. James?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. So during this segment, you know, Jim, you know from the rants at the end, James, because I mentioned him, and he's been running the board and doing editing and preparing segments since he got here a few months ago. But what role do I play as the host, the executive producer, the interviewer? Well, a lot more roles than I want to, because it was my concept, and we're inviting you to really be part of this as a citizen journalist. We would love every role. I've even talked about, you know, if I'm not even hosting the show a few months from now, or even a few weeks from now, we have other people who can come in and host. I'm totally cool with that. I love to talk, but I'll go talk somewhere else. And we can have other people doing the program. That's how much I believe in the concept of the Peak. And so what do we make it about? We make it about the guests, as far as I'm concerned, the people who come on, and more so than any other program I've been on, because very, very early on from our first show is I said, like, how am I going to pull this off every day? How do you do an hour of content? And I'm not an expert on everything. I know how to ask good questions. What about in a headline segment? What am I going to do? What about in a feature segment? What am I going to do? So from the very first program, we decided to make the guest also the co-host of the program. And so they come on and they don't just get that standard, you know, short interview or long interview where they talk about themselves, but they help us in the headline segment and they give a commentary, maybe a bonus segment, and then we get to meet them in the interview. And I have loved for the past 3 months, about 50 guests coming on here, sitting across from them and helping them to get their story out to the world. To me, helping other people tell their stories is the best. And I've loved allowing Jim a microphone, and he'll be talking about what that's meant to him, and allowing James, who wants to be an intern and loves doing the tech side of things, that he's been able to do that. And everybody else who's come along, the guests, the people who've come on and done features, the people who've helped us book guests, and guests have helped us book guests, other people have helped us book guests, everybody who's been a part of this program, I want them to feel that it's their program, because it really is. And that's why we came up with that tagline, The Peak, It's Yours. And so from my perspective, we've given a voice and we're going to help you and hopefully motivated you to start speaking to your neighbors, because you see that we bring on so many guests and we give them their voice. Jim Miller, just a guy, what's been your experience with that very concept of having a voice and then inspiring others to use theirs?
Well, Haim, to be honest, I've discussed this with you before a little bit. I actually didn't really believe a lot in the voice makes a difference type thing. I didn't think it really does anything. I was like, is it just talk or doing? And I'm more analog, so more action than talking. But talking does help quite a bit. It makes a lot more people know that they can talk or they can have a viewpoint, an opinion, a stance, that it makes things better. It lets people know where everybody stands, what's acceptable, not acceptable, what's right, what's wrong. It makes society quite a bit better than I thought it actually did, to be honest with you.
So by doing these rants, which we did sort of as a way to be comical and end the show in a comical way, what has that meant to you coming in here and doing those rants and having them broadcast?
I didn't think I'd ever do anything like that ever in my life, honestly. I mean, you go look at me and you're like, a guy looks kind of suspicious and like a goon, if you will. But still, I've appreciated a lot. I actually think it's made me lot less rough around the exterior with things, because it's actually stuff being heard. And some of it's just stuff like on my day-to-day. Some of it's, you know, things with the family or the kids or whatever's going on, or school drop-offs and stuff. But some of it's or work stuff. And then some of it's just this is just annoying me and it's unacceptable. And what is going on with our society? And it's made people, you know, they listen. I like it. I appreciate it. I think it's helped me out a lot. I think I'm a lot less rough on the exterior, like I previously stated.
Your anger issues are slightly less.
You should have felt that good. I got to go to Walmart at dark to be like, I'm doing okay in life. I do this now.
Radio is therapy. I think everybody who has a mic gets that from it. I do too. And when you've been out and people have been coming up to you basically since the beginning and say, I heard you on the radio, what has it meant to them?
Now, the majority of it has been, you're right. I don't need to sit here and not say nothing. I don't need to just kick back and let things just pass by. I can be an impact. I'm not censoring myself. You don't censor yourself. I'm not censoring myself. I don't have to. I like what you're about. I like how you talk about just everyday things that we see when we get up and walk out the door and, hey, this is why I'm paying taxes. Gross. And then I'm like, yeah, exactly. But people are being less quiet and they say that they like it and it's made them be less quiet about just, they're not being complicit. They're not being complacent. So,
okay. Excellent. Well, let's go to James as we're finishing off this. James, what has it meant to you to be able to come in here and know that what you're working on? James is just 19 years old, graduated high school recently, has a background in this, and we'll be talking to him actually in the next segment about his background, how he ended up here. But what has it meant to you coming in here a couple days a week, running the board, knowing that we're broadcasting out to the whole city?
Well, it's certainly nice to know that I'm part of something that big. You know, I'm coming in here and I'm helping, I'm spreading the message, I'm going home and I'm editing the podcast, and all that stuff is helping to expose the people of Colorado Springs to local news, first off, and secondly, to an ideology, I guess is the word I'm searching for in a way, an ideology that's good and it's faith-based, and yeah, and on top of that, the experience that I'm getting is so beneficial to me. It's going to help my future career, and it's been invaluable.
And so what have you learned over this period of time? How has this impacted you as far as technical skills, confidence, you know, on and on?
It's definitely given me, because before in the past when I've edited things, there hasn't really been a constant massive workload. I wouldn't say that this is a massive workload, but every Monday through Thursday, I'm getting a podcast that I have to go home and I have to edit. And I think that has given me, I guess, a realization and practice on doing things at a pace that fast.
Okay, well, yeah, broadcast media absolutely is. We have hard deadlines. It's like we came on the air at 3:01. We came on and we weren't exactly ready.
Yeah, whoops.
So we were blank for a little bit. But that's what happens. But the beautiful thing is, it's, you know, at 4:00 every day, it's over, and we move on to decide what the next show should be. So how has the peak impacted you? And would you like to help impact others here in the region? This is real deal. We're scrappy. We're grassroots. But we are broadcasting over a very large footprint, and we do have listeners over the whole region. So would you like to be a citizen journalist or an intern, a tech, someone who helps do features, or a guest? Or a sponsor. We love our sponsors too. Go on thepeak.news and find out more about us and join us, because The Peak, it's yours. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and we'll be right back talking to James Fidler, the intern.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of The Garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The Garden is open 24/7, and our Welcome Center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns. And we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
We are celebrating 3 months on the air. We launched January 15th. Today is April 15th. And so to commemorate that we did 50, we've done over 50 episodes. Last week we had our 50th episode. Brought on Jim Miller, just a guy who does our Peak Rants, and James Fidler, our faithful intern who's been with us from the beginning, in order to meet them, to get to know them, and to hear, you know, what it's been like to just scrappy put out a show every day, 4 days a week, which is a lot of work, but we really enjoy it. And it's impacting us personally, and we hope that it's impacting you and our region. So James Fidler, thanks again for all of your faithful work. James runs the board twice a week and also does our podcast, and we hope you're checking out our podcast on thepeak.news. We have great ones up there, and he's the one responsible for putting them together and posting them. James, how did you end up here as an intern on The Peak?
Okay, so I first moved here originally from California. I'm one of those. I apologize. But I'm one of the good ones, I swear.
Well, your parents moved you here.
Parents moved me here, yeah. Yes. Parents moved me here. So moved here with my parents. I was in sixth grade at the time, and then went through middle school, got into high school, and then COVID happened. And my parents, at that point, really got involved politically within the local scene. They ran for school board, and they made a big fuss about the masks. And that continued really all throughout the time I was in high school. And they've been involved. They've been going to rallies. And then they met you, Haim. And then at that point, they had been talking to you. And you told them about The Peak. And they told you that I had experience with editing and video production. They set me up to come do this. So really, it's nepotism.
It is, but you know what? When especially when you're dealing with young people and you're dealing with interns and really anybody, you know, having family connections makes it more likely they're going to show up and do a good job because we have the accountability. We haven't had that with other interns that are not here that were supposed to be here. So I really appreciated that, and you've done a wonderful job. You know, what are your goals and aspirations? What are you looking for? I mean, you from the very first day you walked in, it was like one of our first programs, and I was like, I have this interview. I don't have time to edit it. Can you audio edit this? You're like, sure, I know that software. And you sat down and pulled it off for me when I was, you know, early on, I was sort of pulling my hair out during the shows because it was taking me hours to put one program together. But What have you experienced so far, and what are you looking forward to as you continue to intern here?
I'm looking forward to, again, just getting more experience in this. Hopefully, once summer hits, I'll have more time for video, more video centered stuff rather than audio, which is what I've been mainly working with. But like you said, the connections, like I've met so many incredible people, so many guests that you've had on, and that networking will help me so much through my career and here, at least, and in the future.
Yeah, if you ever want to network, be in a radio station. I mean, the people who come through here all the time, because we're not the only ones with programs either. It's really amazing for meeting people, getting to know people, and especially doing it at a young age. So what are, I know you said video, you can tell people, we've been shooting video of these, of our shows, but we haven't had any time to edit them or put them out there. How do you see how, we have about a minute left, you know, that we can really get the Peak out there from a marketing standpoint, a promotional standpoint, so that more people find out about us? What are your thoughts on that?
I think relying heavily on social media, that's going to be really helpful. But I think what would really be the most helpful is if we got some more interns on here. All these people that are listening to the show, if you guys have experience, if you guys don't have experience, come on in. We can teach you.
Responsible young people in your life, we could send our way.
It's a fun little atmosphere here. I mean, I'm young and I enjoy it. So I'm sure you will too. I'll be talking about it more on a later segment. But yeah, definitely come in here and learn how to do all this stuff, because it's helpful, 100%.
Yeah, and we're looking for journalistic interns too. James tends to go on the side of the tech, but we're looking for journalistic interns as well as citizen journalists if you're not in school and don't need an internship. And we invite you to really be part of this. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jim Miller, Just a Guy. You've been hearing him on the Peak Rants at the end of every program, but we're going to get to know this guy who ran for mayor. He lost, by the way, but that's our benefit. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of Church Voter Guides? I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. 3 years ago, I helped found Church Voter Guides to educate Christians about local candidates and to activate the church. Our guides are nonpartisan and 501c3 compliant, so they can be promoted through churches. We simply survey the candidates and publish their answers. As a grassroots organization based in the Springs, we greatly appreciate your help in producing local voter guides for this crucial election year. Go to churchvoterguides.org to get involved and to donate. That's churchvoterguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. We're here on The Peak News on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. This is our three-month anniversary show. Been on the air for 3 months. And so we brought on James Fiddler, our intern. You just heard from him, and you'll be hearing from him later. But our interview guest for the day is none other than Just a Guy, Jim Miller, who ran for mayor and does our Peak Rants at the end of every program. If you haven't caught Jim, you don't know him, you're not listening to the end of the program, go on our podcast, and we won't blame you if you go to like the last 5 minutes, because Jim's in that segment of the program on the podcast on thepeak.news. But how did I meet Jim? Well, I put out a voter guide, Church Voter Guides. We're sizing up to do it now, about to send the surveys out to the candidates. And Jim ran for mayor of Colorado Springs back in 2020. When was that? 2023, right? 2023 was the election. 2022, 2023. And I went to these mayoral forums where there were, what, 12 people running for mayor?
Way too many.
Yeah.
I was like, that's something, a battle royale is what it looked like.
And so I would go there, and Jim was the cut-up. Jim was the guy who had everybody laughing, just not because he was necessarily trying to be funny, but he was speaking in a way that nobody else was. And I'm sitting there in the audience going, this guy is radio gold. I got to get him on the radio. And so when we put the Peak together, I called Jim up and said, would you like to do this segment? Because if people know this reference, you're old enough to do it. 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney at the end of this news program every week. There would be a grumpy old guy at the end that would be doing some kind of, you know, rant, some kind of observational commentary there. And I said, hey, Jim's our Andy Rooney. And he said he'd love it. And he's been doing it ever since in every program. So, Jim Miller, welcome to the peak.
I've been welcomed before, yes, and I'm still here.
You're still here.
Yes, I am.
So, who is Jim Miller? Just a guy.
That pretty much sums it up. I am just a guy. No, I'm getting older now. I'm, 43? You know, I grew up not very fortunate. Pretty hard times growing up as a kid with very little, which isn't a bad thing. Made me smarter, savvier, more appreciative, more resilient mentally and physically, and definitely more appreciative. I was adopted, so that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, too. Some people act like, oh, I'm so sorry. You grew up poor and adopted. I'm like, it's not bad. It made me stronger and smarter. You know, the Marine Corps days, all that stuff. I was quite a different animal in both those eras, quite a different animal than I am now. And, you know, I'm a father, so, you know, and I have a wife, you know, got a boss lady, someone in charge that keeps me in check, and the kids still think I'm in charge, which is I'm going to take advantage of that for as long as possible. Really, the wife is in charge. She gets to enjoy and savor everything except for me. Trust me, my family looks much nicer dressed and put together than I do. I know I look like a caveman half the time. And then, I'm just... And really just kind of at father is about where everything has ended with me, as I'm a father at this point in my life, and doing the radio thing a little easier on the body, and not working as physical when I do this stuff now.
Well, we've really appreciated having you on the program. And, you know, as of late, he said, when are you going to bring me on, boss? And I go, what, you want to be on the program? He said, absolutely. So here we are, here we're sitting. So I'm going to ask a basic question that I would ask you as any person who was on here because of your background. Why did you run for mayor of Colorado Springs?
Why did I run for mayor? We know why I ran for mayor. All right, so my neighbors, I have these new neighbors, and they are 4 convicted felon child rapists. Okay, that's what they are. They're not good in the communities and neighborhoods. I live next door to a church, and I wanted to live next door to a church, so I have to deal with a bunch of nonsense. Especially considering my daughter's a survivor of that type of thing. And it's a little hard for me to talk about, to be honest, because it does make me kind of grumbly. And I felt like I kind of failed my daughter. Okay. And I didn't want anybody else to feel like that or have that. And these were that was the main topic and issue. The child rapists living in neighborhoods, next to schools, next to churches, next to parks, next to the trails, next to everything that all the kids are supposed to be utilizing, the next generation. And I didn't want to see that no more. Nobody in the city or anything. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted to do nothing. They're like, it's fine. And I'm like, it's not fine. And it did make me very angry and very irritable. And I didn't know what else to do. And I saw that the mayor thing was coming up for an election. So I was like, you know what? I'll throw my hat in the ring. I'm just a guy. I'm nobody. But you know what? All of us just a guys and just a gals and nobodies, we always get left behind. We don't get heard. We don't get any impact. We're left in the dust. We just, you know, toil in the soil, sit down, shut up, don't say nothing. And you're like, you know what? I'm not doing that. It's not in my character. It's not part of my morals, values, ethics, my conviction, my sense of community. None of these very important things to me. And my kids and your kids and everybody else's kids should be safe in the neighborhood, not rapists, sex traffickers, or pedophiles. And that's just what I believe, and that's just right is right and wrong is wrong. And too many career politicians just grazing over things, or people in the system wanting to have good ratios of looking like they're helping when they're not. So that's why I ran for mayor.
So you have a couple sayings, sort of Jim-isms that we've had on here. If you want it better, be better. And we don't have to be friends to be neighbors. And you use that a lot when we're just speaking casually, but also on the radio. What do those phrases mean to you? And what do you hope they accomplished as you speak that out?
I don't have to be your friend to be your neighbor. It's kind of an older way of doing things. Some of us that are older that remember, you know, turn dial phones and pagers and all this different stuff before cell phones and internet. Look, if you were my neighbor and I don't like you, I'm not making a problem for you if you're just an everyday working person that's trying to do good in life. We're not all going to get along. We know that. But I'll be darned if somebody's going to come to your house and steal from you, mistreat or mistalk to your wife or your kids, or do anything mean or vicious to you if you're asleep and I'm awake just getting home from work. We look out for each other. That's really what it is. You look out for each other in a community, whether we are friends or not. As long as you're not a rapist, pedophile, or sex trafficker, you're good to go in my book. You're just trying to take care of your family and have day-to-day life. I'm there. I will take a punch for you. Nobody's going to mistreat my neighbors. That's just the way it is.
And as far as if you want it better, be better.
That pretty much speaks for itself. Be better. Look, if you're angry about garbage being on the ground or getting trashed up around town, pick up the garbage. Be better. Do it better. If you want to get work done, just go do the work. You have to do it. It isn't about being paid for everything. Some things just have to be done. So you have to have I want it better attitude and be rolling around through things, even if you are angry or irritable. It's all right. It's natural to be angry or irritable. Just be productive with it. It's what you do with that anger or the irritation or things you don't like. You want it better. That's what's making you irritated because it's not better. Be better. Be the example. Do the things that need to be done.
Right. If you had won, if you were mayor of Colorado Springs like right now and would have been so, well, coming up on a year, right, would have been.
Right.
What would it be like living in Colorado Springs with the honorable Just a Guy mayor?
With Jim Miller being the mayor, what would have happened? Well, we know darn certain there would have been no rapists, pedos, or sex traffickers in our neighborhoods. It would have been more community for the next generation coming up, or cultivating them, strengthening them, educating them. We know that that's how it would have been. We know the neighborhoods around our schools would have been way better. I would have made that what it is at how good the city is. The neighborhoods around the schools are good. That means our city is a good city because it's safe for the next generation coming up. And we know for a fact I probably would have gotten a fist fight with old Senator Dick and Pooper and Governor Polis Sausage too, because he would have come down and been like, you need to do this. And I'd have been like, nah. And let's be straight too. California would probably be suing me, being like, you can't get the rapists, pedos, and sex traffickers out of town. And I'd be like, yeah, this is Colorado, not California. We do what's right, because right is right and wrong is wrong.
Well, what other, I understand your passion for this, and this is why you're called, in a way, a one-issue candidate while you were running, but you had to learn about other things and about the city. What do you think now, Yemi is the mayor, you know, what advice you give him of doing things and understandable policy. You know, it's hard to do policy. Ideas are one thing, policy is another. Well, what's your advice? And, you know, remember, we're on family radio.
We're on family radio. Let's keep it family friendly. Okay. I have a 3-year-old niece I get to watch Care Bears with a lot. So look, the thing with Yemi, blah, 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 blah. I know a guy, met him. I don't think he's a bad guy necessarily, but he needs to start taking some actual stances instead of taking pictures. You can take pictures all day. I don't care about any of that personally. None of us regular people care about any of it. Take a stance. Whether I like it or not, I need to see some spine. There's not even a spine to take with him. That's all I've been noticing. Please, take a stance on stuff. Most of us that live here, just we all want things to be better. Our morals, values, and ethics are extremely similar no matter what we think. Take a stance, whether I like it or not. Have some spine and some gusto, for crying out loud. I need to see something from the guy, whether I like it or not. It's like there's no spine to take. It's just like walking jello. He has no stance on nothing, tiptoes around everything. Stop tiptoeing around things, all right? Please, have a stance. Have a spine.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left. Speaking to everybody, every other citizen of the city, what do you have to say?
Look, just be better, people. We're good. We all want things to be better. We're not bad. We want it to be a nice place to live. Look, I know we hear me say what? I keep calling it Comirado Springer, right? All the terrible aspects of California out here with the long episode of Jerry Springer that just never stops. That's not what we want. Let's start making it better, getting our hands dirty, standing up and getting a little bit angry and being a lot more proactive. Do not sit down and be quiet. Stand up and do what needs to be done to make Colorado Springs again.
Good. You've been listening to Jim Miller, Just a Guy. Jim, thank you so much for being part of The Peak. It's been great to be working with you the past 3 months, and we look forward to a great future as we move on to bigger and better things. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. When we come back, we're going to be talking with intern James about becoming an intern here at The Peak, and then Jim's going to rant. We promise you that.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know. But I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile. You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union, with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to fullarmorsportsteams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between, All Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All-Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm James Fidler, and you're listening to AM 1460, FM 101.1, The Answer. The song you just heard was A Couple Days Off by Huey Lewis in the News, personal favorite of mine. But it really hits home with me. I love the song. It's very fitting. I'm a very busy guy. I go to school full-time, studying anthropology and welding technology. I also intern here at The Peak, and I have three jobs. I work in an auto body shop, a zip line, and then I work at a pizza place as well. And the interning here at The Peak is relatively new. I thought maybe I wouldn't have the time to do it since I was so busy. And I get that from a lot of people. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't have the time to help out, intern, go do whatever. I guarantee you, you probably have the time. What are you doing in your downtime? Probably looking at your phone. So maybe put the phone down and go do something productive. And then also a lot of people, they don't want to intern. They're not a fan, or they don't want to go out and get involved politically. They're not a fan of confrontation, and I get that. I'm not a super big fan of confrontation either, But we can look around and we can see that there needs to be a change and we have to do something. So I wasn't a super big fan of confrontation, but I found this, the peak, and this is how I can make a change politically in the state of Colorado locally, in Colorado Springs. This is how I can make a change without having to do the thing that I don't want to do, which is confrontation. So, but even still, this is my form of confrontation here on behind the microphone talking to Colorado Springs. I'm getting the message out there, and perhaps you might feel the same way. So if you do feel the same way, I urge you, come out, email us, go find us on social media and on our podcast, listen to our podcast, even that, even listening to our podcast, getting our views up, that makes the algorithm show it to other people. And then that is a good way to further the message. And then come out, become an intern, become a citizen journalist. And that's it. Citizen journalist is more confrontational, obviously, but come in and be an intern. Even if you're interested in that kind of stuff, it's going to be great for you. And then if you're not interested in that stuff, well, then go do a citizen journalist or go listen to the podcast. But yeah, that's about it. I think I'm going to run to Jim a little early, if that's okay.
Throw it to him.
All right, Jim. Jim Miller with the Peak Rants.
Oh, the Peak Rants with Jim Miller. I'm just a guy, and this is the Peak Rants. So today, this is our three-month show. That's why we're on here doing a little bit more than I normally do with just the rants. But the main message with any and all this stuff, for anyone and everyone out there, all the I'm just a guys and I'm just a gals out there, remember, don't be complacent. It just makes you complicit. And what that means is just get up, do something, say something. Right's right, wrong's wrong. We heard me say it earlier. It's fine. By avoiding conflict, you actually tend to create more conflict, because by you avoiding the conflict, it starts making things worse and worse every day. You need to. You need to stand up. You need to do something. You need to say something. You need to make it better. And these aren't just words and things I'm saying and not following. You need to do it as well yourself. Just hop up, whatever's upsetting you, whatever you're noticing that isn't going right in the world. I don't care from the smallest thing as someone leaving the water on and a sprinkler thing outside. Turn it off. Save the water. Water's expensive. We get a drought all the time. Whatever it is, get up, do it. The garbage on the ground. You don't like them grossing up your town? Pick it up. Tell everybody else to stop throwing garbage down. Make sure everything is going the way it needs to be. Do not become complicit, complacent, and sitting around. And don't use that old get along to be along type excuse either. That's not the way to be. The more you let the atrocities and terrible things go on in your communities, your neighborhoods, our society, and the more you avoid it going, I don't want to deal with it. A lot of people don't like conflict. I'm not saying you have to be like me. You don't have to take it all to the face, okay? You don't have to be like me at all. It's fine. Not saying that, just saying you need to do something, and you have to do it sooner than later, because by time most people, everybody's like, oh, I have to do something, it's too late. It's already made everything wrong and made everything worse, more terrible, more vile, more violent, more oppressive, if you will. And you hear all these people, be woke. Don't be woke, be awake. Open your eyes, stand up, look at everything outside. Notice what's going on around you. Situational awareness is a very vital aspect. Any of us that are veterans out there, we know, we pay very much attention to everything going on around us. And it's something we need to also teach to our children, our wives, our cousins, our brothers, our uncles, everybody else in our families need to know too. Look around, watch. It's never in the neighborhood. It's never strangers, is it? It's strange behaviors. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with a lot of our communities. All these strange behavioral things that have now become acceptable. I speak out every day against the rapists, the pedophiles, the sex traffickers in our neighborhoods, on our blocks, in our communities, around our parks. Don't just watch any of this stuff transpire. Do something about it. At least say something. I'm not telling you to go up and just start punching people in the mouth randomly. Don't do that. But if you see somebody that's out there at the park, I've had this happen to me a number of times, especially at my little niece's birthday parties at the park. Some guy out there just playing with the kids that ain't there with no kids. you better get up and say something, because right is right and wrong is wrong. Do it. Make it right. Keep the right going. Not all the wrong stuff in society. All right? It's getting terrible out there. I don't want it to be terrible. I want to be wrong about it being terrible out there. Every once in a while, I see a little bit of hope. I see some of you guys out there. Okay? Keep doing the good work. Keep being better. All right? You want it better, be better. Remember, we don't have to be friends to be neighbors. I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy. And you're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity, because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com. To schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and onto the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Thank you for joining us for The Peak. We are 3 months old and just getting started. Please check us out on thepeak.news, thepeak.news. Learn everything about us, listen to our podcast, and get inspired to join the crazy grassroots, gritty, scrappy team that puts us together, because we have a very big vision for being a very important and influential news service across this whole region. But we can't report on things without your voice. So join us there. And thanks so much to our sponsors for putting us on the air and keeping us on the air. Please check out their links on our website. You've been hearing their commercials. Patronize them and let them know that you appreciate that they're providing The Peak. We air Monday through Thursday, so we'll be back tomorrow. Same Peak time, same Peak channel. Tuesday is our government and politics day, and our guest and co-host is Robert Zuluaga, who's a Woodland Park City Councilman, and he'll be talking about what it's like there up on the mountain. And Faith and Family Wednesday, we have Tim Richardson, who's the founder and director of Hope Advanced, and also Please Don't Do It Yourself Handyman Services. he created to support the ministry. Please join me today on our sister station, The Word 100.7, as I'm continuing my crosswalk that I do every week. I'm continuing my series on the biblical feasts of the Lord and their prophetic fulfillment, but I'm going to go off script today because of what happened in Israel and Iran attacking them over the weekend to talk about, well, the history of that with Hanukkah and Purim that are related to, well, when God stepped in the past, and it seems he did it this weekend. So now stay tuned as the Officer Tatum Show is coming up next on The Answer. We'll see you tomorrow on The Peak. Until then, check out our first 3 months of podcast. The Peak, it's yours for such a time as this. Shalom.